Chapter 7. A Fight on a Bridge. A few weeks later, Robin was walking beside the river with his bow under his arm when he came to a bridge. He knew there were deer on the other side of the river and he started to cross. But there was another man on the bridge, a tall man with wide shoulders. He was coming the other way, and there was not room for them to pass each other. Robin waved and called out to the man. "Good morning. I want to cross the bridge. Will you go back to the other bank, please? When I have crossed, it will be your turn." But the man did not move. "No, I will not," he said. "Why must you cross first?" "Because I am Robin Hood," cried Robin. He fitted an arrow to his bow and pointed it at the man.
"Wait," said the man. "You have a bow and arrow, but I have only a stick. If we are going to fight, it must be a fair fight."
"Very well," said Robin. He found a long stick and put down his bow and arrow.
"My name is John Little," said the man, "and I can beat you in a fight any day."
He raised his arm and brought his stick down on Robin's back with a thump.
"Oh, you scoundrel!" cried Robin. "I will show you who is the better fighter."
This made John Little angry, and he pushed Robin in the chest. Robin stumbled and fell into the river.
Splash!
Robin was completely soaked. He stood up and stared at John Little. John Little stared back at Robin. Then the two men started to laugh. John Little held out his hand to Robin and helped him out of the river.
"Your clothes will soon dry," he said. "The sun is hot today."
Robin tipped the water out of his horn. Then he blew it to call his merry men. When they arrived, Robin said, "This man pushed me into the river." He smiled.
"Then I will do the same thing to him," cried
Will Scarlet, raising his fists.
"No," said Robin, "I don't want such a strong man to be my enemy. I want him to be my friend. John Little, will you be one of my merry men? You can show us how to fight."
"I have heard that the Sheriff of Nottingham is your enemy," said John Little, "and he is mine too. Yes, I will join the merry men."
"Good," laughed Robin. "But first I want to change your name. Because you are so tall and wide, I will call you Little John."
Everyone laughed. Then Robin and his men led their new friend back to the camp.